Ring, 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 ring.
Dad. Hey, buddy.
What is it?
Harry. Harry's very confused with the start of this show.
Me too, buddy. How's it going?
It's good, man. I feel like after this we should record just a little thing to explain what's happening. But we'll just, we're in the past.
Yes.
Like, I feel like we should record something for people now to know that in the future they can listen to this.
Yes.
Which was recorded in the past.
Yeah.
Which is now.
Yeah.
We're now in the past, Hawes.
Buddy, it's like season 5 of Lost in here. I don't know what's going on. Whatever happened, happened.
I'm already confused because I'm so used to... I'm in Australia, everyone. And so I'm used to Australia being a day ahead. And then I have to remember that just because I'm somewhere... Like, you're not a day ahead, you're a day behind. So working out when Ahsoka was on was just... It was very confusing. Do you know how I worked out when it was on?
By when I texted you. Would that be correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was like, woo. And I actually watched it, which is just such a downgrade. I watched it on my iPhone on a bus.
Oh, yeah. Definitely maybe not taking it in the, you know, the best format that way. You know, that's how Will watches most of the Star Wars stuff that was on his phone, because he's running around helping his kids all day.
Yeah, I feel that. But I normally just sort of wait until the witching hour.
Right.
And then get it. But while I'm here, it's just like to have half an hour or whatever to just watch the show. It's very
tough.
It's the very valuable time. So,
Daddy, how do we do this one?
Let me have a look. Let the hand on the right lose. Oh, so they're playing rock, paper, scissors. So, oh, we've got to make that into scissors. Oh, yeah, this game's slow. All right, ready? So you get rid of that finger. Scissors. And rock beats scissors. Good old rock. Nothing beats that.
Except for fire.
Except for fire?
Yeah.
Is that a new element in the game?
No,
fire beats rock.
He's right.
What's the symbol for fire?
I don't know.
Oh, okay, well.
The devil horn.
Once you learn, that's going to change the whole game. Literally. All right, so we just had... Episode 3 of Ahsoka.
Uh-huh. And you and I have not talked at all, really, about the show.
And we should also point out from the past that we're doing this in the past for the future because of the actor strike.
Right.
So because of one of my thousand other lives... I do background work on SAG sets in California. So, just due to the rules, and I don't know, is anyone checking up on this? I don't know, but out of respect for the joy that being a backgrounder has given me, I'm just obeying by the rules. And also they're trying to get better conditions for backgrounders as well.
Right.
So right. Much respect. Wait there, this game's getting... find number 2. You got to find the number 2. Show me.
The flamingo looks like a number 2. And I thought it said...
Well, that looks like a 4. Can you move that? What? 2. Is it like... There you go.
A jam.
I couldn't do it because you still have to make it.
Well.
Is my dude playing a game?
Yeah. It's very, it's quite a good game, actually, for a little kid.
Is it edutainment?
Daddy, look. there's a person behind this door. It's good to secret.
So anyway, yeah. So because of the writer's strike, I haven't done any. Which was actually quite relaxing to watch the first two episodes.
Daddy, look at this.
Okay, thank you. Hey, can I just have a little second to talk? Yeah. Okay, thanks, dude. Yeah, it was quite a different experience just to like
watch like, it and not think about like, oh, what do I got to say in an hour when I record about this?
Just watching it.
Right, but, not trying to come up with bits for the podcast. Trust me, I know, buddy. I don't know, but I bet you it was nice.
Yeah, because even with the reactions and stuff, like in Andor, I didn't do it. And obviously that's because it was just more of a watchy show rather than, it didn't have the big sort of anything to like grasp at. Although if I did do a watch along thing or a reaction to that episode 10, that would have been some spirited content, whores.
Oh, I'm sure it would have.
And what is this one?
That one says climb the mountain. So just make him go up there. I think I'm not sure how to do that, but he's doing very well for someone that can't actually read yet. He's doing the game pretty well.
No.
See? Because he's a little genius, this one. All right, so we haven't talked about it at all.
I just did another one.
All right. My first thing of interest is that you said there was something that was going to drive me insane. And I have to say at this point of my Disney Plus Star Wars watching, I'm done. That's hot. I'm done with references.
Oh, buddy, and then I know for sure this one drove you crazy because it kind of drove me crazy.
And I'm done with it's like poetry, it rhymes. That's awesome for George Lucas when he's making films every 3 years and then not for 17 years. But when you're just like doing stuff every season and it's just like that whole thing with the the Sith probes
that
duplicated the Darth Maul thing, it's like, well, why not show that scene, how, you know, it's like, oh, the Sith have these probes, it's like, but why don't you film it in a new way,
right,
rather than the exact same way for something where like just the sugar rush of going, oh, it's like the other thing. Like my Leo DiCaprio meme of sitting on the couch pointing at the screen, my arm's tired and I can't be bothered pointing it at the TV anymore. does that metaphor make sense?
Yeah, I got it. So, buddy.
So, I assume you're talking about the
can we do this one?
That one? Oh, jeez. Oh, this is ironic. There's a picture of a little boy and he's crying. He's fallen over. And the thing it says to do is erase the sadness.
Ooh, I wish that was easy. I wish that was possible.
Maybe try to erase the boo-boo on his knee, Harry. And on his arm. Do it at the same time.
I tried erasing those, but you didn't try erasing this. But you can erase this scooter too.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You can only re-race one thing. But you can only re-race one thing on
okay.
The other one. If you can re-race the tears.
I'm trying to get rid of his tears. I'm trying to get rid of my tears on this podcast.
No, you can do that. Maybe you
okay.
Can re-race the tears.
Oh, he's got a boo-boo on his head as well. God, he really ate it. Why doesn't he cheer up, Harry? I'm trying to get rid of everything that's wrong with him.
Yeah, you sound like me talking to myself.
Yeah, you've got to, like, with your finger, rub out the bit to make the answer and stuff. And I'm not sure. Can you just go to the next one, Harry?
No. There's only a little clue to help you.
Okay. We can't get the clues because we don't have the internet. I don't know. Maybe just get rid of the scooter. That would make me happy.
Yeah.
Nah, that's not it. I don't know. What is wrong with you, dude? Cheer up. Tell him to cheer up, Harry. Maybe if you just... Why don't you sing him a song? He's kissing him now.
No, I was
expecting him. Okay, I don't know, hon. That one's got me.
Where's that dude there?
It says no ads. No. Nope. Yeah, I don't know. It's sort of like if you don't finish it, then...
Did you just rewrite the thing?
Oh, wait there, horse.
Okay.
I've got to be able to solve this. So it's a picture of a little boy, right? He's crying. He's got a bruise on his head, on his knee and on his arm, and his scooter's broken.
And
he's crying, and he's got a frown. It says, erase the sadness. And
can you put the scooter
Maybe
back together?
Erase the tears.
No, you can just erase.
That's the point of the game. We erase it.
Oh, okay.
We erase what's wrong.
That makes sense.
All right, maybe if I just go there and there. Oh.
The soundtrack
this
slaps.
This is a hard one, Dan.
All right, I'm turning this game off, Harry.
No, I can maybe.
I can't solve it. I'm annoyed. All right, good stuff. This will edit up well. So I assume you're talking about the Jedi training.
Yeah. Now, can I insert real quickly and say it's a very specific part of the Jedi training.
Is it the quote when she puts down the mask?
Yeah. When she says the exact same thing Luke says, I can't even see. How am I supposed to fight?
Yeah. And doesn't she say, I got one. Like Luke Skywalker in...
Oh yeah, I didn't even pick that one up. I was so entranced by the space battle that I didn't even check that.
Then Ahsoka didn't say "Don't get cocky, kid." She said something else. But that's what I mean. Like, just show the training without the thing with like. Why do you need that? It's just so AI.
I'll be honest with you, buddy. I'm pretty open to any time they want to do the training bit where the apprentice can't see. I don't know that you need to do the exact same quote from the movie. That's the one that has just been bugging me over 24 hours later.
Ooh. It's so weird because remember, like, in the 80s or whatever, when you had a franchise, and each film, it seemed like the biggest challenge was trying to make it different. And now it seems like their biggest thing is trying to make it the same.
Right. Okay, I can kind of see that.
But do you know what I mean? It's like this thing of like, hey, there's this scene that's exactly the same as this other scene. Isn't it awesome? Whereas that used to be like a negative.
Right.
Like, okay, if Jaws 1 came out and then Jaws 2 came out and it was exactly the same, it'd be like, well, what's, do you know what I mean? So I just ended the same thing, which, it, yeah. Anyways, but I will say that the episode last night or whenever it was, that was my favorite one by far.
It was a good episode. Like, it was lit and like, it's just because of how bad it bothered me initially when it happened. I was like, well, that's going to annoy Steele. But I did like the episode, and I've liked the show so far. There's a few things that rub me the wrong way, but I do enjoy it so far.
Yeah, I thought the first two were okay, but just kind of just plotting. Like, I was
it was a lot of setup.
And it was all, it was all set up, and then, do you know what I mean? Then they're all set, they're in the fighter, and they're off at the end of episode two for us to have the adventure. But, this one, like, I was, like, it really did feel like a really good episode of Rebels.
Yeah, right? Like, that from the moment they got in the system where the giant hyperspace ring is until they touched down, I thought was really fun. I liked how Ahsoka and Sabine trade jobs on the ship back and forth while they're trying to get through this. I thought that was neat.
I thought in this third episode especially, Natasha is like, was just so animated Sabine.
Mm-hmm.
It really, like, obviously you've got the hair that helps, but yeah, I was really like, oh my God, she is like, just with the little snappy comments at the end of,
yeah,
like sort of like teen, like, this is what Kurt Cobain would have said and then walked off, sort of, you know, that sort of angst,
right,
and sort of snappiness. So I thought that was really sick. I liked all the the Republic stuff with all those smug,
so
like all that dialogue and stuff. And this is the thing. This is what I want to get to, Hawes. This is the difference with this series compared to the Jon Favreau scripted ones. It's the third episode and we know the goal of the bad guys.
Yeah, that's true, right? And it's fascinating.
We've seen the big ring. Mm-hmm. We know what it's like for.
Ooh.
And, oh, what happened, Hawes?
Oh, I have a question about that big ring that I think you'll like.
Oh, excellent. But yes, I so appreciated just like, I know what they're trying to stop.
Yeah.
They now know what they're trying to stop.
Right.
It doesn't all get revealed
in the second last episode.
No. Moff Gideon revealed his plan
in the last episode. In the second half of the last episode.
He was telling his bloody, as his plan got destroyed, he revealed his plan. Oh, those cylinders were for my force-wielding clones.
Yeah.
But doesn't matter now because you got them. But yeah, to like set up what the big, like I know everything about the show now, and like about, you know, the big overreaching, the stakes, and, you know, obviously there's going to be surprises along the way, but I just, when I saw the hyperspace ring and they saw it,
mm-hmm,
and they knew what it was, I was like, oh yes, let's build to something and know what we're building to and anticipate it.
So my current favorite theory about the purpose of that big ring, besides obviously, you know, getting to this other galaxy, is I kind of wonder if it's supposed to be like a giant intergalactic tow truck for Thrawn's Star Destroyer. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
I wonder.
I figured it was for us, like a big ship to get in, to click into.
Yeah,
I wonder the ship was.
I wondered that too, but they've also established that there's like an engine, you know, there's like a bridge room and stuff on that ring, right? So I kind of wonder if it's meant to go pick up Thrawn's Star Destroyer and bring it back.
Yeah. No, I think you're right.
I like that idea. I like that it's just a giant hyperspace ring. I don't know why the simple idea of they were just like, I don't know, man, let's make a giant one with super Star Destroyer engines. I was like, okay, yeah, cool. I'm in.
Yeah, and that's the sort of like referencey thing that I like. It's similar, but different. Like, we've seen the single little Jedi fighter, like, hyperspace ring, and it's pretty much consensus, they're dope.
Yeah. Exactly. Now,
So if your big super weapon plan, and I sort of like that the super weapon
doesn't destroy
isn't a
anything.
Weapon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a device to, well, it's not even a weapon, it's, I guess it's just a super device. But I like that the super device is for traveling rather than for destroying.
Yeah.
And if they do the traveling, that will lead to some destroying. So the stakes are still there to destroy it, but it's like its path to destruction and sadness is slightly different than the fourth Death Star.
Exactly. Exactly.
I was sort of just whatever's on the first two. And then, yeah, this one I was like, and I'd sort of, because I was watching it a bit late, I'd seen some people, like, some vague things of unhappiness. And then I was like, I think those, because even that Pershing episode of Andor, that wasn't Andor, that was Mandalorian.
Yeah.
That everyone, well, not everyone, but it sort of got, like, pretty chastised online. Like, I thought that was a ripper.
Yeah,
because
me too.
Because I like the dialogue, although the action in this was really good as well.
Uh-huh.
But also, like, people going on about the time, it was a fine time.
Yeah, that's the thing. I saw people saying, oh, it was too short, but it felt appropriately lengthed, right? Like, because I like the scene with Hera. Like, I think the scene with her talking to the Senate is her best performances of Hera yet.
That was the more like, oh, I see a real melding of the characters.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, dude, and I'll tell you when
the performers, I should say.
When Jason showed up.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And he's got green hair. I laughed because people were freaking out about that Lego set.
Yeah, right?
I was like, oh my God.
Do you know what the surprising thing about that was?
Huh.
Didn't look that bad.
Did not look that bad. They did a good job of making it like a very dark green, right? It's not
because that Rebels finale one.
It's like Grinch green.
Woo-wee!
Sheesh! I don't know about that Rebels one, that Rebels finale one. Yeah, man. It looked all right.
And also, Filoni's doing good with, in that episode anyway, with the lighter references. Like when he goes, I want to be a Jedi.
And she's like, yeah, I know you, buddy.
And there was sort of like, they just gave her the perfect amount of seconds to like go, like you could, you know, fill in the blanks
right.
What she was thinking. And that was that and the Senate scene, that really won me over.
Yeah, man. Now, so you know the one guy that's being a dick on the Senate, you know who he is, right?
No.
So you know Kaz, the main character from Star Wars Resistance, the cartoon?
Oh, no way.
That's his dad.
His dad?
Yep.
Oh, that's sick. Has he ever been in the cartoon?
He was in the cartoon a little bit, and I was having a hard time remembering it because that's something I only watched once, and I watched it in like blocks, right? I would let a bunch of them come out, and then I'd watch a bunch. So I can't really remember. But, yeah, that's his dad.
Well, I have to give props to that one as well, because they didn't do it in a way where I was like, that's someone. Like, obviously, I don't remember that person. I remember Kaz, and I know his dad was, like, rich.
Yeah, he was a senator.
But they didn't frame it like, this is a person.
Right.
Like in Mando, like when Jack Black is in it, like the reaction shot of Bo-Katan and Din is like, hey, it's Jack Black.
Right.
Can you believe he's in our show? Like an episode of The Muppet Show or something. But yeah, this was, I like that. And that's a nice, just like a true reference that it doesn't matter if you get it or not.
Yeah.
Like, for it's sure. Just there. It's fine. But if you know that more bit, you're like, ooh. But it's not like you go, like he said something like, you're as reckless as my son is at flying.
Yeah.
Like,
my, you know, son, I mean? Kazuda. Yeah. Now, so I do want to say that when they actually got to training between Ahsoka and Sabine, when it got past the, like, the quote from A New Hope and actually got into the training part, I thought that part was cool.
Yeah. Do you want her to be able to move the cup?
Yes. Eventually, yes.
Okay.
Do you want her to be able to move the cup?
I don't know.
You don't know yet. Jury's out.
Know.
Okay.
Hey, all right. If they do it right.
Do you think Marok is going to be somebody?
Anyway, I'm going to go. Yep. I haven't been on Twitter that much, but I see like they're hoping it's the worst Star Wars character of all time, the Starkiller.
And you know I love Star Wars video games, Steele. If that's who it is, I'm going to lose my mind. In not a good way. I hope that is not him.
I think, like as a video game character, bro, do what you gotta do. But outside of that platform, it's the worst Star Wars character. And also, it's had the, like,
the worst effect on Star Wars fandom.
Yeah, that people like
used it as some, like, beacon of what, like, Star Wars should be.
Yeah, this like overpowered video game character is what all new Jedi
should
to compare to.
Yeah, I hope
like I like Sam. Like, you know, Sam's like a pretty good dude, and you know, wish him all the best, but I just like, and I don't even like the dust that character kicks up.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it. But again, it's just like, just make the show about like this thing's like, there's a lot of stakes, and then at the end, there's a really exciting conclusion.
Right.
That's like, you've got enough characters. Like, you've got Ezra, you've got Thrawn. Why do you need like this Star Killer just getting in the way? So, but it's not him.
Okay.
Why? Like,
thank you. Because Will's favorite thing to do now is be like, you know that it is him, right? You know that. That's good. And I'm like, no, I'm not. No, man, it can't be. I also don't like the idea of it being Ezra. You know, I don't think that's a great idea either.
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't.
Like,
yeah.
That's like, that's Snoke being Mace Windu.
Right.
He got betrayed by the Sith, so he became a Sith.
Now,
as revenge.
Of all the theories I've seen about it, the one that I like the most is that it's Barriss Offee from the Clone Wars, the lady who betrays Ahsoka when Ahsoka leaves the Jedi Order. Because you never see her again after that.
Sick.
That would be cool.
But, so she used to be a Jedi, so she changed her identity. Is that the... She did a Darth Vader, Anakin Skywalker. Is that the thought?
Well, it's the thought is that after, you know, Order 66 and stuff, she became an Inquisitor and is now...
Yeah, but now she's got, like, a different identity.
Right, right.
Because they called her something else, didn't they?
Marek. I can't remember how they say his name.
But, their name. Do you know what I mean? That's like, you know, Anakin Skywalker changed his...
Yeah.
Got a new gimmick.
Honestly, in pro wrestling, what I want him to be is just that character. I don't want him to be some surprise character.
I'd be happy with that.
Yeah,
I actually thought he died last night.
Me too, and I was so excited, dude.
So was I.
When the first of the enemy ships gets blown up, I was like, "Oh, that was him, wasn't it?" I thought for sure it was him.
Do you know what I heard? I thought I heard the sound of 1,000 tweets getting deleted.
That's funny.
Or even better, it was him. And as they fly off, they report in to whatever the witch's name is and goes, "Yeah, we lost Starkiller."
Oh. Oh. Dude, if they did that.
How good would that be?
Oh, my God.
Their theory was true. In the worst way possible.
Buddy, I would be unbearable to be around.
How's this cause for my little boy genius? So I got a request when we were on the phone before from someone that Jacqueline Howe wanted to use my hotspot. And I was like, what? Is Jackie here? Because she's like down the with her friend away for the day. And then I was like, oh, that's really weird. Oh, it must be just a residue. You know, she requested it yesterday and it's just an alert
just
popping up.
Through. Yeah.
But I now realize it's Harry on the iPad trying to log on to the internet at age 4.5.
My man said, I got to get that clue. I got to erase the sadness.
My way of doing it was trying to just shut down the app. That was me erasing the sadness.
Yep.
It's like, play the Star Wars Lego game, bro.
It's a pretty good game.
I tell you one thing, just because, you know, everyone's missing out on my pet peeves. I didn't like it when she used the Force in the first episode to cut the circle. Like, I thought she should have just used her hands with the lightsaber. The way she used the Force to make the lightsabers cut a circle.
Oh, okay.
So she could fall down. I was like, come on, just like isn't just spinning with the lightsabers
pretty effective? Yeah,
isn't that impressive?
Mm-hmm.
But a tiny little deal there. But I'm glad there's this off in the action because all the whole thing about sad Sabine and secretive Ahsoka it was sort of like you're like yeah, but can't. Let's go on a mission to find a hyperspace ring.
Yeah,
yes.
Man. Now I'll say that I will defend it and say that I like that it gave you so like if you have seen Rebels, right? When you see that very last scene that, you know, is Ahsoka showing up to pick up Sabine, like the fact that we got to see everything that led up to that, it didn't start from that scene, right? I did kinda like that, to be honest.
Yeah. Still wasn't exciting.
All right, well.
It wasn't at the end. It wasn't at the end of the cartoon for a reason.
Well, fair
enough.
But
anyway.
Fair enough.
I thought this episode really, kicked it into a good spot. I was very impressed. I did enjoy seeing the E-Wing.
Oh, love an E-Wing. Oof, love an E-Wing, Steel. I was very excited.
And they were pretty sick. I didn't mind a bit of Clancy Brown.
I know, because we've had a lot of conversations back when Star Wars Rebels was airing, how much you love that character Jai. So I was glad to see him show up for you in that first episode.
Well, I was listening to Hawes' little podcast, The Blue Harvest, with parental troll Will. And Hawes is going on about Jai, And I'm just dying laughing because I can't even remember this character.
Oh, buddy, I wouldn't have remembered him had I not just finished rewatching Rebels. I would not have remembered him at all. And it would have been like poor Melchi in Andor.
And I got you. And then, you know, because I've been traveling and stuff, I haven't, you know, been in much communication with Horse. So I just text him, good to see Jai back or something like that.
Yeah.
Right. And there's like a pause and then like, buddy.
Are you fucking with me?
You trolling me.
Yeah. Man. What did you think about the scene where Hera's piloting the Phantom shuttle with Chopper chasing the hyperspace engine in the second episode?
It was all right.
I liked it, because if
things bug me, then I'm sort of just like itchy for a bit.
Oh, right. And like it's hard for you to settle back in.
Just the extended shot of Chopper going, "Cuckoo, gosh, Mickey Mooga." I know the people go, "It's Chop Chop," but it's like, let's just get it going. I don't need each of the cartoon characters to do their trait. Like, it's not the opening of the Transformers. Let's just keep it going. But that's just me,
right?
But as I say, the last episode. You know, you're only as good as your last episode, Hawes.
Oof. Well, then Blue Harvest is not very good because Will and I just finished recording about an hour ago and it was pretty weird.
Okay. Good sizzle.
Yeah. Well, people listen back. I mean, this is in the past, right? But they're not hearing it until the future. So who knows?
Interesting. Yeah. So, what else is you hearing? Any other little weird things? I guess we can talk about anything because it's all going to be finished by the time anyone gets to hear it. Have you read any crazy scoops and leaks or anything other than I just find the whole thing of like, oh, that person's this. No, it's like, it's just I'm. Like, just the game of Guess Who is quite boring and tired after all these years.
I can't be too specific, but I am almost 100% certain, based on talking to somebody, that Zeb is not in this season.
Ooh.
So no Zeb, from what I understand. I've been poking around trying to find out.
They're saving that for the movie.
Yeah, I've been poking around trying to find out if old Captain Rex is in it. I can't find anything definitive. I don't have like a lot of resources for that, but I do know a couple people, and I can't find anything for sure. What was something else? Oh, so apparently I did see something today when I was looking on Reddit that apparently some guy posted like a pretty accurate description of the events of the third episode, like a few days before it came out, and also included some stuff about upcoming episodes. And apparently, if this guy, if everything else he's saying is true, there's going to be more than one Anakin appearance in this show.
Say that again.
There's apparently going to be more than one Anakin appearance in this show.
Oh. Interesting. Well, depends how they do it. They do it right.
Yeah. I'm sure some, you know, I just can't imagine they're not going to do some sort of flashback, kind of like they did in Obi-Wan, right? So I think that's one of them. And then...
I just, as long as it, and I'm, I, like, I have high confidence... I feel like this is like a way better presentation than Mando season 3. Do you agree or disagree?
Unfortunately, I agree, because you know Mando is my shit, man. But I do agree. So far, I feel like visually, like that space battle in this newest episode, like, was really good looking. And the effects of them flying through, like, the purgle tentacles and stuff was really cool, too. And the way her ship, like, rotates on its axis. Like, very good looking CGI and stuff. Especially if you can pair it back to that one little space battle that you see in the first season of Mandalorian. You know, when the other bounty hunter is chasing him.
Say again.
I was just saying the space battle stuff in this is very impressive when you compare it to that one from the first season of Mandalorian where the other bounty hunter's chasing him and he's like, I could bring you in warm or I can bring you in cold.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember that one looked a little silly?
Yeah, and it was pretty like, I don't know, like Babylon 5 the movie or something.
Yeah, this I thought looked
like,
really
like, good. Like better than those effects, but similar blocking or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then like when he was in the cockpit, it sort of... A bit Power Rangery.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought it was brilliant. And, you know, I was not totally pro Purgle when they were introduced, but, that scene of them, like, you know, flying in and around. And that's the thing. It's like, you know, maybe that's like the asteroid scene in Empire Strikes Back, but they're giant space whales.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like you get, like subconsciously the thing of like, oh yeah, this is the thing I liked when I was little, but it's in an entire new context, so it's different. Mm-hmm. Thus, like it's more of a subconscious but more enriching nostalgic thing, because it's not like you're not reliving the thing, you're getting the same thrill
right
as the thing.
No, I thought it was really
Walter
good.
Walter agrees with me.
He sure did. He liked that scene, too.
Okay, sweet. So, yeah, pro-Purgle. But, yeah, I was quite happy with my bus ride, Hawes, I got to tell you.
Good, man. Oh, what do you think about the music? I think the music's very good.
Yeah, I think it's good. I'm not a music person.
Right.
So it's definitely not something... I think it's just, like, good. I can't really tell you much. Like, I enjoy it, but I don't remember it.
I gotcha. I just like to see that
Mandalorian, guy. Mandalorian, that had such a distinctive, like...
Yeah, it had a theme.
You know, like a chant that you could really... at the end of the, you know, end of a good episode, you could really do your phonetic beatboxing along with.
I do like to see Kevin Kiner getting the live action series, right? Like that dude has put in so much Star Wars composition work over the last, you know, 15 years or whatever. I like to see him, you know, coming along for the ride in live action as well.
Yeah. He's a really nice guy as well.
Hell yeah. That's good to know.
He's someone like a famous Star Wars person that I met and sort of hung out with a little bit that like I didn't actually know who it was. And he was just like, do you know what I mean? He was very like, and I was like, oh, hey, yeah. Cause he was sort of hanging out with Corey at one of the, at something at Celebration.
Man. So have you talked to Corey at all about this show?
Not this episode.
Okay.
I'm just dying
to know what that man is thinking. There had to be a strike when this man's show came out. This dude has been talking about this show for 3 years now. I'm dying to know. I can't wait.
I gotta chime in to see. Yeah. What he's thinking. But I better get going.
Okay.
And suss out what's happening. But we'll reconvene after the next episode.
Sounds great.
And we'll do it all again, and then
we'll just keep them banged.
And then everyone can decide whether. In retrospect, whether we were complaining or praising anything too early.
Oh, that's going to be funny to listen back on. Yeah, I like that idea.
All right, man. Well, all right, buddy. I'll talk to you then. And thanks, everyone. And hope the future's great. It is. I'm here. It's amazing.
Hell yeah.
And may that force be with you.
See you guys.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.